and the other team keeps the ball on the field for long periods of time, even if you're dynamic on offense, when you have to sit for a while, it's hard to get in that rhythm and keep them out of that rhythm. We were able to do that on offense with running the football. Isaiah was awesome. Our offensive line, our tight ends, even our receivers. Kellen was doing a good job running, making reads, getting the checks, getting us in and out of things. And we threw it. We ran it. We did the things we had to do, and we scored a critical point at the end. It was a very good win. Questions?
All right. First up on the question queue is Brent Zwerman from the Houston Chronicle.
Jimbo, wanted to ask you about Kellen's poise and accuracy and probably playing his best game as an Aggie.
Well, I mean, he's played some good ones, and he played a very good game today, and he made critical plays at critical moments, critical third downs. I think we were 12 of 15 on the day on third down, if I'm not mistaken, which is amazing. Hit the deep balls we had. We give him time. We got time, and we got separation. So we're able to make the throws and kept on the angles and what we had to do. And Caleb was awesome. Jalen Wiedemeyer made some great catches. Chase Lane got the ball down the field, and Nias did. You know, it was a really good day and for him and him controlling the game, making good decisions, being what he can always be.
Are you proud of how Kellen responded to so much adversity coming into
this
game?
Listen, that's what we live in. That's what you live in. When you're a quarterback in Division I football, you live in adversity. When you're a coach, you live in adversity. You can't worry about that. You just got to play your game and do the things. I ain't saying it ain't hard. I ain't saying it ain't tough. I'm very proud of him. It takes a very mature guy. That's the world we live in. And guess what? Next week or next day, if you do it again, they're going to be right there again. That's the world you live in sports. That's what sports writers do. That's what fans do. That's great. They love you and criticize. That's part of our world today with social media. And you got to live in that world, and you got to block it out, eliminate the clutter, and go play. Believe in yourself.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move to Zach Taylor from Bryan Broadcasting.
Jimbo, one, is this the biggest win you've had since you've arrived to Aggieland? And two, does this make you excited about what your team can accomplish without all the mistakes?
Well, I think we can. And depending on what we do next week, this is one game. I would celebrate 24 hours, get lined up, and go play Mississippi State. These don't mean anything if you don't follow them up and play well, practice well, and understand the power of preparation and line up and play the next game. So it's a good win. It's a big win. You know, we had LSU. We had Kentucky was a good win first year. LSU was a big win. I get them, but they're all big wins. Like I always say, what's a big loss? Any loss. What's a big win? Any win. To me, as a coach, we look at them all the same. But it is a good because you played a very good football team who was ranked very high. But at the same time, it matters what you do next week. We go line up, practice this week, forget this one after Sunday night, get ready and play a very good Mississippi State team on the road.
Thanks.
All right, let's move to John Wilson from KBTX.
Coach, you said every win is important, but this one over a top five team at Kyle Field, what could it mean for your players, and what does it mean for you now moving forward?
It shows you what you're capable of. Now what I want to say is, what do you follow up with? It shows you what you're capable of, and I've always said that we have potential. Potential is a scary word. It's one of the worst words in the world to me. It means you haven't done it yet. We have potential. We won that game, and we did the things we had to do, so potential gets off your back. Now you got to understand how to prepare and play the next one.
Thank you.
All right, let's move to Justin Woodard from KAX.
Coach, the joke around the media room here is I always ask about deep balls, so I'm going to ask about it. Why today were you able to hit some, and how big were they to Caleb Chapman?
Well, we got them, and we got protection, and we got the right looks. And some defenses, you don't understand, some people don't do it. You look at Florida, as great as they are on offense, they don't throw a lot of deep balls. They throw some goes. They hit overs in China. You watch a lot of people. Alabama's one of the few teams that does get them truly over the top. A lot of balls are goes, China's intermediate throws that run. You don't always – some teams just don't give up deep balls. You're just not there. And they play them and they take them away and make you throw the intermediate stuff. Some teams do. We were able to get them today and get the reads, and we had the protection. Sometimes you got to remember it takes a long time to get down the field when you're reading those things and, you know, get the routes and timing and rhythm and everything that goes on. So we were able to hit them today, and we sure needed them, that's for sure.
How big of a momentum is it, though, when you do hit them, Coach?
Oh, it's big because, I mean, it changes game, puts points on the board. I mean, gives you confidence and also puts, you know, your opponent on its heels knowing that you have the ability to do that when you can get them.
Okay, next question is for Owen from Owen McKinnon at TexAggs.com.
Yeah, Coach, did you ever feel like maybe y'all were making this win a little bit harder than it had to be?
Nah, it's what this is. You always do. Like I said, I'm not happy. I mean, we won a game, won a big game, but we didn't play as well as we could play. We got a lot to work on. We're going to get lined up tomorrow. We'll look at the film, correct the mistakes, get lined up, play Mississippi State. Hey, that's great to win, and you should expect to win. And so we'll line up. Like I said, we left a lot of plays out there. We had a lot of undisciplined things that we let out there. I had to, you know, on a personnel thing, I let us cost a timeout. So that doesn't make me happy. There's a lot of things we got to clean up, and we can get better. We better because we got to go on the road and play a very good Mississippi State team.
And when y'all were down 11, y'all got down 11 the way the game had been going, Did you sense at any time any frustration or concern or anything on your team?
No.
What did you sense?
Urgency.
Thank you.
All right, let's move to Gabe Bach from TexAgs.com.
Yeah, Jimbo, right after you got down, I think it was right after you got down 11, and there were some penalties and some stuff in there. And
We had a guy, Rennick couldn't get, well, when he come off after that scrum on the kickoff, we got that crazy penalty. He was, when he was on the kickoff team, and when he come off, he was in the middle of him. He didn't hear the person. He thought he heard a different personnel, so he didn't get on it. That's what happened. We didn't get him on the field. And we as coaches, we got to take blame for that. We got to go get him and make sure that happens.
I was just saying, right after you got down 11, though, you started feeding number 28. Do you feel in that moment in the second half this offense really found an identity?
Well, we did. I mean, we were moving it the whole game. And we had plans. We knew we could run the football, and we're running the first half, but we had to match them the way the game went. And we knew the second half, we had plans to run the football, and we did. We got it going, so we stayed with it, mixed up the calls, got it, and we knew the looks going in we had. And also said that, you know, we got to be smart here because we don't want to keep giving the ball back to them. We want to try and wear on them a little bit.
Thank you, Bo.
Next question is from Mike Lucas at KAGS.
Hey, Coach, what are you most proud about from your team today? Was it the ability not to give up? Was it the comeback? What facet of this game really makes you
the most? They didn't pay attention to the scoreboard. They played the next play and lined up and won their box. And that's how you change your program. That's how you change culture. You line up and win your box. Football's a game of will. You can't let them break it, no matter what's going on. No matter if you're winning, you're losing. You got to line up the next play and play. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Don't worry about anything. It ain't about winning. It's about playing the right way, doing the right things, and never giving in and letting your will be broken.
Awesome. That answered it. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Next question from Christy Reichen at the Associated Press, and then we'll go to Travis Brown.
Coach, how unhappy are you with the unsportsmanlike penalties that your team had today a couple times?
I am. We had a couple of them. And I disagree with on some late hits or some things on the head. We get picking up and driven in the ground last week, and we're told that's okay. You breach one of them rush one of them, now it's a penalty. So we're gonna have a little talk about that. You can bank on that. And look at that. I'm tired of it. And we're gonna see what's right and what's wrong. But the other discipline penalties is ridiculous. They ain't going to happen, and we're going to stop them.
We had five
penalties, and they were all critical penalties. We get picking up driven on the ground last week, and it's all right now. But now all of a sudden it ain't. I coach like they called last week.
All right, next question is from Travis Brown from the Bryan College Station Eagle.
Coach, I know you mentioned it last week earlier in the press conference, but how key was your third down conversion percentage and being able to maintain possession of the ball and keep being a true
big, keeping them off the field and getting the manageable third down. The first one was huge. The first third and eight, third and nine, they brought a blitz, man. They brought an all-out blitz. And how early he threw that ball. I'm talking about of all the throws, that might have been as good a throw as there was on the game day when he threw that option route on time early and broke it out there and they threw and caught it. And then the one that Wiedemeyer caught later on, how tight the coverage was and the catch he made there. Those throws might have been the best ones of the day, understanding where we had to be, and we're doing a really good – those kids are doing a great job on third down.
And then any initial status on Chapman and Bobby Brown?
No, I got to get back and check real quick. I'm anxious to get it. As soon as I get out, I'm going to see.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Next up is Mark Passwaters from Rivals.com. No go, Alex Miller. Mark, you need to unmute yourself, please.
She's got to delay a game.
Okay.
Delay a game.
Yeah. Sorry. Please don't give me a personal foul. The running game was outstanding today, obviously, but it looks like the offensive line as a whole had its best game in a long time. You know, they just beat
Florida. Well, tell you what, if you go watch that film last week, they played pretty good last week, too. You go back in that game last week against who they were playing against 47 times with no sacks and able to run the ball when we had and did some things. They haven't played bad now. I'm telling you, they're getting better and better.
You feel like they finally meshed as a unit after an up and down 2019?
Well, hopefully we'll see. I mean, it'll matter next week. We played a couple games. It was a long season, so we got to continue to do it, and we'll have our hands full next week.
Thanks.
Alex Miller from the Bryan College Station Eagle, and then Zach.
Hey, Coach. What can you say about the way that Isaiah ran the ball in the second half? And then, with Anais moving to slot a little more today, how did that really open up opportunities for Isaiah to get more carries?
Well, it did, and by what we had to do and what we had to do to win the game last week. Then we still may go back and forth. I mean, there's going to be things by game plans, how we got to play. Or Anais is such a valuable weapon for the different things he does, and he allows the other guys to do. What you don't even realize, not what just he does, is how it lets the other guys play in certain situations and utilize those guys at times too. And Isaiah was awesome today. Ran the ball hard, physical, against a very good physical defense, and I'm very proud of him, man. That's a big-time effort today.
All right, let's go to Zach Taylor from Bryan Broadcasting.
Hey, Jimbo. It seems like big players always come up in big moments. Just with Buddy and being able to force that fumble, it seemed like that was the exact time that you guys needed a turnover, and he was able to make it.
Like I say, our defense wasn't great today, but they were very opportunistic. They got the stops when they had to stop. They kept fighting. They didn't let their heads down. That's what I said. They didn't look at the scoreboard. They played the next play and won their box. And that was big by Buddy getting that turnover. Like I said, we had one, they had one, and that was critical in the game. And I'm so glad he did, because then we are. And the other thing is, we capitalized on it. You know what I mean? And that's another big point. When you on offense, you capitalize after the defense makes a big play like that.
Thanks.
All right, next question is Gabe Bach from TexAgs.com, and then Travis Brown to finish this up.
Jimbo, you also got in that third down situation. You're 80% on third down, but right there at the end, if Kellen doesn't connect, it's like a 42-yard kick for Small, and they've got more time. How huge was that strike to Lane there?
He had three options, and he came off of it and made a big play. And say critical times, critical moments, and that's when you're playing games like this, when it's a one-possession game and one, you got to match those critical moments. And that's the one thing I am happy about today and a lot of things. In those critical moments last week, we had the same opportunities, guys. We had the same opportunities. We didn't come through all the time. And today we did a lot better. We're still leaving a lot. Like I say, I'm glad we won. I'm happy that our team learned this. I'm glad we did all the things we did, but I'm not happy. We got a lot left to play. We got a lot left. We got a lot of improvement to make as a football team, as coaching staff, everything. We got to get things on par, doing it right, and we can get a lot better.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Thank you.
All right. Last question on the queue is Travis Brown from the Brown College Station Eagles.
Yeah, Coach. For how much he's meant to this program and how involved you are in the quarterbacks, what does it mean for you to see Kellen break the career passing yards record for A&M?
I didn't even realize it. That's awesome, man. I mean, you know, you sit back and you look at records when you retire and you're done and you're proud of them, but you achieve them as you go and you mount things just like in a game. You don't worry about winning a game. You worry about the process of each play and what you accumulate in between, you look at when it's all said and done. And that's what he's doing right now. And that didn't even faze him. It's good, and he got a game ball and all that stuff for it, and the record. And the big thing is look at that when it's all over with, when you're done. But I'm very proud of him. He's making a lot of strides as a player, as a quarterback, as a leader, in so many different ways. And still a lot of ball and a lot of growth we can still have.
All right, that's all the questions we have on the queue for you. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, Coach.